It's Colorado's number one for new country, and super thrilled to be chatting with Blythe, who is the executive director, and Mary, who is the assistant director at River Bridge Regional Center in Glenwood Springs. Ladies, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Of course. Mary and Blythe, you know, before we get into things, first tell me a little bit about River Bridge Regional Center.
Yeah, so River Bridge Regional Center is our local child advocacy center. We are serving kids primarily who have been sexually abused, providing forensic interviews, medical treatment, mental health, and advocacy. We also run the local sex assault nurse examiner program, which means that we have adults that are seen by our nurses as well here.
What are the resources that you have available at River Bridge Regional Center?
So we have a number of advocates, bilingual advocates, as well as an advocate who's been here quite some time, about 8 years. We also provide mental health treatment on site and referrals out. And that's evidence-based treatment, which is the best way to make sure that kids heal after a traumatic event. And then we provide medical treatment for kids and adults.
I'm so proud of what the two of you do for our community. If you can you share maybe a River Bridge success story?
Sure. We have a ton of success stories. And just in general, you know, we don't really worry about kids that come here because kids are extremely resilient. And as long as they have a family that believes them and supports them, and they get the resources and services available here at River Bridge right away, then we know that they're going to be okay. So we've had kids that have gone through the entire process, even, you know, testifying in court. And, you know, sometimes we have offenders that end up with jail time and sometimes we don't. But ultimately, kids are going to be okay and do great and go on to do wonderful things when they get the treatment they need.
Amen. I love hearing that. Blythe and Mary, talk to me about your upcoming Reel It In Fish for a Cause event that we can all come together and help support River Bridge.
Yes. Well, a lot of nonprofits have been going to the virtual fundraising in order to garner interest or an awareness for their organization. And so we have also developed a Reel It In virtual fishing fundraiser. For a registration fee of $50, you'll receive a t-shirt and also a coupon book filled with over $150 in savings from area restaurants and businesses. Anytime between September 23rd and October 11th, you can get out and go fishing at your local favorite watering fishing spot, and you can submit your catches by photo and like stats of how long they were, how heavy, and you can submit them to my email, and you can be eligible to win prizes also from wonderful local businesses that have supported us.
Well, this is super cool. You can just get out on the lake yourself and take care of business by helping River Bridge Regional Center.
Absolutely. And we'll also have a silent auction paired with it. So if you're not a fisherman or fisherwoman, you can also support River Bridge by going online and checking out some wonderful items that we have for purchase on our silent auction.
Well, Blythe and Mary, I can't thank you enough for taking 5 minutes for me this afternoon, and I'm just so proud of what you do for the kids and youth here in our community. RiverBridgeRC.org is the website, correct?
Yes.
And you can register there for the Reel It In Fish for a Cause, and let's all make it a point to hit up the website, RiverBridgeRC.org, and register for their awesome Reel It In Fish for a Cause event going on September 23rd through October 11th. Really an awesome opportunity for us all to give back to the good folks at River Bridge Regional Center. Mary and Blythe, and once more, can't thank you enough for doing the good stuff here in town. And thank you for taking 5 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.